The charity Save the Children says renewed fighting in Yemen has left another 1 million children at risk of famine. Our correspondent Naomi Grimley reports.
The battle for the city of Hodeidah could have serious knock-on effects in a country where 5.2 million children are now thought to be at risk of famine and half of all children are stunted. Save the Children is particularly worried that if the port is damaged or temporarily closed by fighting, food and fuel prices will rise further than they already have, and hundreds of thousands of malnourished children will be unable to get the meals they need to stay alive.
World News from the BBC. The Chinese Premier Li Keqiang has said the world is at a crossroads and must choose between protectionism and globalisation. The comments come as the trade dispute between China and the United States continues to escalate. Speaking at a World Economic Forum event, Mr. Li promised that China would accelerate the opening up of its markets. The Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison has announced tougher prison sentences for anyone caught tampering with the food chain. An investigation is continuing into needles found in strawberries. Hoel Griffith reports.
It's nearly a week since the first needle was found in a punnet of strawberries bought in Queensland. Since then, over 100 cases have been reported across Australia, although many are thought to be hoaxes and copycat incidents. With growers having to dump tons of unwanted fruit, the government has announced financial help for the industry and tougher sentences for anyone tampering with produce, including a maximum prison term of 15 years. Prime Minister Scott Morrison said whoever's behind the current outbreak is a coward and a grub, pledging that they will be caught.
Floodwaters from swollen rivers in North Carolina have continued to hamper rescue operations in the American state. At least 33 people have died after Hurricane Florence crossed its coast. More than 1,000 roads have been closed. In agriculture, about 3.4 million poultry and 5,500 pigs have been killed by the storm. An investigation into the disappearance of nearly $100 million worth of newly printed Liberian banknotes indicates that the money entered the country at the end of the presidency of Ellen Johnson Sirleaf and early in the administration of George Weah. The notes, which are printed abroad, disappeared without trace after arriving in the country in containers. The current government says that it knows nothing about it. That's the latest from BBC News.